surface, a Culver City store selling imported food and kitchen products soon may lose its property. The city wants to redevelop the land surrounding surface with condos, retail stores, and office space. The mixed-use buildings would complement the city's light rail station, opening in 2010. Dozens of current businesses would be affected. Les Surface, who inherited the store from his father, defines eminent domain this way.
It's taking something for the public good, not for the tax bucks.
Customers like Shelley, who didn't want to give her last name, have rallied around the family-run business.
I agree with eminent domain for governmental purposes. I don't agree with it for non-blighted private property that's going to be basically bought by government and sold to another private business.
In Surface's 70 years, it's garnered a national reputation.
Quoting the Boston Globe, we're the most unique food service restaurant equipment supply house in the country.
Les Surface opened a new showroom 2 years ago, along with a cafe featuring gourmet cuisine. But in that time, he's developed a bitter taste in his mouth. Culver City Redevelopment Agency employee Alicia Weintraub says the area surrounding Surface has graffiti, prostitution, and rundown buildings. Les Surface admits portions are blighted, but rejects a blanket statement.
When I first moved into Culver City, it wasn't very nice. It was, you know, but now that I've plunked down big money into this intersection, suddenly it's popular.
Surface's neighbor, the Jungle Plant Nursery, had a similar experience.
There was a lot of people living on this property. This was vacant land. This was about 8 years ago, and we developed it, and we made it to what it is today, and with no help from the city or anybody else. So we don't think it's blighted area now.
The jungle manager, Gerard Saiz, notes the nursery is in the process of moving. But Les Surface is optimistic. He believes if Proposition 90 passes, it would prevent the city from selling his land to a private developer. Yet if Surface loses, he doesn't plan on staying in Culver City.
Why would I want to keep investing in an area that treats its businesses so shabbily? I wouldn't. Would you?
He says the store may relocate to Orange County. This is David Cates for Annenberg Radio News from Culver City.